It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
The weather outside is frightful.
I turned the clock back.
Yeah.
Even though it went forward.
Yeah. You want the bad news? Take a look outside. You want the good news? By the weekend, it'll all be gone, most likely.
That's true.
So Rick and I were talking earlier this morning about that. I said, you know, I guess I don't mind these things so much this time of the year because I know they're short-lived. We've seen these types of things happen in, like, October or November before, and they never go away. Mm-hmm. It stays for months on end. You never get rid of the snow cover. Well, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, or a thaw at the end of the snow, I guess, in this case, but... So, yeah, the bad news is it is what you got right outside your window. The good news is it probably won't last terribly long. But for today, it's creating some problems. So we'll tell you all about those things. We've been telling you most of the morning, but we'll tell you again and update you on what's going on out there this morning as well. Brett not able to make it in with us this morning. Can you believe that? Here we are, and he doesn't make it in. He's probably got other emergencies, other emergencies to attend to this morning. I'm sure we'll forgive him. But in his stead, though, we'd like you to listen to this from the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
I remember when I used to sound like that. Not so much these days. Just rotten. Rotten stuff, whatever it is, that won't go away. Speaking of rotten stuff that won't go away, snowfall around the area. We had, 5 inches here?
5 inches, yeah.
5 inches, and is that fairly standard? Have you seen other snowfall amounts around the region here this morning?
Yeah, as the further you go to the northwest, the higher the snowfall totals. Sioux City area kind of got the worst of it, up to around 10 inches in some locations there. But as you head further to the east of us, you're getting down to the 1-inch range there, tapers off.
You know, and we were just coming out of church yesterday as it was really kind of starting, and we noticed right away that, some folks were asking for some, sidewalk salt and stuff to salt it down a little bit. It was a little slick when it started, and I think you may find that when you're out this morning, too, and that might be one of the issues that you have to deal with this morning, and that's why I'd encourage you to really be safe out there if you're driving this morning, especially on some of those rural, not very heavily traveled roads. I guess my best example always is coming out here to the office in the morning on North Olive Street here on N16. It's kind of typical for a not heavily traveled, off the beaten path road. It's not your main routes. And it's icy. It's been plowed and it's been scraped off and all, but, underneath that snow is a pretty good sheet of ice. So be a little bit careful if you're out there this morning. You don't want to be heading into a curve of maybe a couple of miles an hour faster than you need to be and then realize that it's kind of icy out there. And there are some folks who had some work. I noticed I got a note from the Walnut Fire Department, too, that mentioning that, they're available if folks get stuck in a ditch or something, if they have need some towing services and whatever else, or need some assistance, I guess, for not towing, but need some assistance for stranded motorists and what have you. So, they're seeing some of those kinds of things go on out there. And when you look at some of the road condition reports and things, you're still seeing that things are mostly, and I say mostly, snow-covered around the region. It's just hard to get all that stuff off when it's icy underneath. So, if you are going to be doing any traveling or if you're planning on doing any traveling this morning and you still are hard-headed enough or you just have to go to go out and do it here this morning, then be very careful and plan some extra time for that because it is a little rough out there in some of those spots. Now, granted, if you're going to be traveling the interstate or you're going to be traveling some of those others, of course, they plow the living daylights out of those things. You know, you might have a little bit better luck. I don't know. I haven't been out on them yet this morning. But, you know, folks always call and ask us, what's this road like? What's that road like? You know, if you've got some updates from where you live and you live out there in a place where people are usually concerned or maybe some areas where it might drift a little bit more, and you want to give us a call and let us know some of those trouble spots, hey, we'd sure appreciate that too. 800-283-5526 or 243-3920 here in town. We'll always take that information and share it with folks. Otherwise, we depend on a lot of the other general information sources that we get things from. And they're telling us this morning that everything around these parts is pretty much completely covered this morning, ice or snow. So be aware of those conditions if you're out. And the blowing conditions as well. I don't think it's quite as blinding as it was at times yesterday, but we all know some of those danger spots. There are some high spots out there that you can hit all of a sudden where, where'd everything go? You know, it blows around so bad. So be aware of those conditions this morning if you're out. A lot of schools have canceled here today, and you've probably been hearing the list throughout the morning. You can see that on our webpage. We have a cancellations page at kjan.com. You can just go there and take a look. But we'll share those with you, of course, here on the air as well. Atlantic, Adair Casey, AHST, Audubon, they've all canceled school today. Boyer Valley, Charter Oak Ute, Cumberland, Anita Messina, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Exira, they've all canceled today. Guthrie Center, Harlan, and Shelby County Catholic schools are canceled. Riverside, Trainer, Tri-Center, Walnut, Underwood, all have canceled classes for today. And in some cases, those are updates, too. Walnut, for example, they just let us know here within the last hour that they're canceling today. So some of those are updated numbers. So just because you may have heard it like a two-hour late start a while back, keep listening because those things may change. Now, current two-hour late starts this morning include Coon Rapids, Bayard, Corning, Creston. They're all 2 hours late. Griswold currently 2 hours late. Irwin, Kirkman, Manila, 2 hours late with no morning preschool. Also, Nottoway Valley, Orient, Maxburg, Panorama, Prescott, Red Oak, they're all two-hour late starts this morning. West Central Valley is a two-hour late start. Villisca currently a two-hour late start. Woodbine will be starting classes at 10 a.m. with staff development canceled for today. Should also mention, too, Cumberland, Anita Messina, we mentioned that they're closed today. Also, there's no professional development there today, and they're also going to be letting students out at the usual time. I believe that's 3:30, so the usual dismissal for today in the CAM school district. Also, Boyer Valley has canceled their staff development activities for today. Now, some other things that we have canceled, too. Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool, Little Lambs, Head Start in Atlantic. Those are all canceled for today. There's no morning child watch either. Southwestern Community College will begin classes at 9:40 this morning. The offices will open at 9:30 this morning, so they're making some adjustments as well. We do have some other cancellations and postponements this morning also. The Nishna Valley Family YMCA here in Atlantic will have no morning fitness classes today. TLC will be open today, and children that will be present during lunch should bring their own lunch today. Also, we have Cass County Memorial Hospital Diabetes Center. It will be closed until 11 o'clock this morning. Cass County Memorial Hospital Cardiac Rehab will be closed today. OSI in Oakland will have a two-hour late start today. Shelby County Cookers will have a two-hour late start. The Southwest Iowa Transit buses in Atlantic will be running 2 hours late today. No congregate meals or Meals on Wheels in Audubon or Exira for today. Also, the Golden Years at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic is canceled today, and the Griswold Central Church of Christ Men's Breakfast for this morning, that also has been canceled. So a number of different types of cancellations around the area this morning. Now, as you may have heard us say earlier, too, the snow, for the most part, has ended here in the area. It's not snowing so much anymore. You might have a flurry here or there, but looking at radar and where things are going and what's been happening out there, everything's moved off to the east and to the north of us here this morning. But there is still some blowing snow out there, so you may still see some snow moving around, and it may cause some issues. So be aware of those things. They may have plowed some streets in some areas out there, streets, roads, highways, and what have you. But again, as I say, you know some of those high spots out there that tend to drift pretty heavily. It's pretty consistent. If you've run into it before, you're probably going to run into it again. As long as the winds are blowing in those directions, you're probably going to see some of that drifting going on this morning too. So just because a road looks fine just now, as you get up into that high spot somewhere where that wind might be affecting things, it might drift back over again. And the plows, you know, they can't stay in one spot all day. Got to move around. So be aware of those conditions this morning and be prepared for anything that you might run into out there. Because, you know, the guy that's coming in the other direction might not be as cautious as you are either. So be alert if you're out there driving this morning in these types of conditions. You know, it's never much fun, but at least it's the end of the season, so we're kind of used to it. That first snow of the year is always the toughest one. We all forget how to drive and some of that stuff. We should be relatively used to it by now. But, yeah, just because it's a late spring storm or a late season storm doesn't necessarily mean that it's just heavy, wet stuff and we don't have to worry too much. There is that layer of ice underneath there, too, in a lot of places. So be real careful out there. It doesn't take very much to slide out of control. See that a lot.
Yeah. You know, it started with the rain and kind of that sleet mixture, too, and that's why you see that layer of that stuff out there. I know just trying to get around a little bit yesterday, you kind of noticed a big difference from the last snowstorm and the way that kind of the tires feel underneath you. It's definitely a lot slicker out there.
Well, and I know that, you know, you hear some comments here and there yesterday about, well, these schools jumping the gun, calling off classes on Monday. You know, they kind of knew what was coming. Mm-hmm. Kind of had a pretty good idea what was coming. I mean, like you say, you saw that sleet and ice down there beforehand, and then you get that snow. And we knew the forecast. It was going to be blowing and drifting and all those kinds of things. So, and that's supposed to continue throughout a good chunk of today. So it just takes a little bit of time to get those things off. Better safe than sorry. And get that taken care of. So, yeah, we do have that list of schools that have canceled. We have several others who are two-hour late starts and things this morning as well, and some businesses who are making some changes, some other activities and things. Check it out at KJAN.com. Just go straight to our cancellations page, and you'll see that whole list, the same list we use here in the studio. So you'll be able to check that out. And if you are traveling this morning, again, please do it very, very carefully, because we'd sure like to hear from you again tomorrow. We want you to listen to this one more time for the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Again, watch yourself out there if you're traveling this morning. It's not going to get a whole lot different throughout the day. The roads will continue to be worked on by road crews and things, but it's still going to be some of that blowing snow around. So be aware of those conditions and that ice underneath, too. It's not making things any easier. Hey, you go out making a great day, and God bless America.